Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner says teams of detectives and assistant DAs are working both in his office and out in the field today to prevent any primary election day tampering.
I hope that's clear to anyone considering the joys of stealing votes, because it will be our joy to put you in a jail cell. That's how it's going to be.
Krasner says his field operatives are ready for about anything that could disrupt the voting process. And the scorching temperatures could be impacting voting in the primary today. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this angle.
Former U.S. Congressman Bob Brady, who's Democratic Party chairman in Philadelphia, says he's hopeful people will come out to cast a ballot, even with the intense heat expected.
It's going to be strange. We never had it that hot, and I hope it brings out the vote.
Brady says many, if not all, the polling places are air-conditioned.
I'm hope they'll be happy to get out the house.
And this is one of those important elections you need people to get out, right?
You know, they're all important. I mean, you know, people die for this. This is a right. You know, people die for the right. They ought to get out and express themselves. Well, however they're going to vote, you know, they ought to just get out and vote. You know, it's not a hard thing to do.
The party chair says an off-year election usually has less than one in four registered people in the city casting a ballot. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And speaking of the heat, it is a scorcher right now, 96 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, Downingtown at 93, up in the mountains in Jim Thorpe, 87 there, and Princeton at 94 this afternoon. As we continue on through this latter part of the day, temperatures stay in the 90s until at least about 8 p.m. or so in Philadelphia. After that, a mix of clear skies and some clouds for the overnight hours. Temperatures overnight not providing much relief. We are looking at overnight lows in the mid-70s. That is the cool down. Then for Wednesday, we are expecting another very hot day. Temperatures in the low to mid-90s for hump day. In the latter part of Wednesday, powerful storms could move through, bringing lightning, thunder, and rain.